I'm home. Honey, where are you? There you are. What are you doing here, sitting all by yourself? Did you find those new jeans you were looking for? Sweetie, what's wrong? Oh, come here. Come here, it's okay. Can you tell me what's gotten you so down? You know you can tell me anything, right? No need to be afraid. I won't judge. I promise. Ah, I see. Look, I know it sucks that it took so many stores to find a big enough size, but you shouldn't let that get to you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make you anything less. I know you're frustrated that you haven't been able to lose weight, but things aren't always so easy. You got a difficult job, and you told me that you've always used eating to deal with stress, so it'll probably take some time to get things going. Honey, if you ever say something like that again, I will swear to God that I will smack your ass from here till next week. Of course I'll still love you, even if you won't succeed. I don't care about your size. I never have. But I do want you to be healthy. And you've said it yourself that you don't feel as good as you used to. That's all I want. For you to feel as good as possible for as long as possible. Because I do love you. Everything about you. Oh, silly boy, what are you crying about? There's nothing wrong. Everything's all right. You're here, I'm here, and I'll never, ever leave you. No, don't apologize. If you need to cry, just cry. You don't have to put up the tough man act for me. Just let all the hurt out. Take as long as you want. I'll be here holding you, brushing your beautiful hair with my fingers. All better? What on earth got you so shaken up? Honey, I'm serious. If you say that one more time, I will smack you. I don't want you saying things like that. I don't want you even thinking about things like that, because hearing it hurts me too. A lot. I will not leave you. Why would I? I'm so fucking fortunate to even have the chance to be with you. Come here. Come on. I'm not settling for you. I love everything about you. Because it's you. Everything. Even the things you see as flaws have made you the man you are today. How could I not love something like that? Something that has given me such a sweet, loving, smart, and caring men. I do hate one thing though. I hate how you see yourself. Even when we have sex, you always insist on doing it with your shirt on or in the dark or under the covers. But you want to know a secret? I've seen you. No, honey, you're not going anywhere. Just stay with me right in my arms. I've seen you in the mornings when you're dressing up for work and think I'm still sleeping. I've peeked when you're in the shower and taken a look under the covers when you're asleep. And I haven't seen anything I didn't love, that I didn't want all the time. If only you could see that too. Come on, let me do something for you. Get on the bed, on your back. I'm serious. Come on, honey. Just do this for me. That's a good boy. That's my lovely big man. Now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna strip you naked, and then I'm gonna fuck you hard. No, you're not going anywhere, sweetie. Just lie down and relax. Look, I know this isn't easy for you. I know how exposed you feel. But would you please do this for me? I need this because I love you and I cannot bear seeing how you keep kicking yourself. You always make me feel so beautiful, so wanted. But I want to make you feel that way too. How do you think it makes me feel as your girlfriend, as a woman, when all you can see in yourself is ugliness? How do you think you'll better yourself when you can't even see anything worth fighting for? Please try for me. Thank you, sweetie. I promise I'll try to make it easy for you. We don't have to keep going if you don't want to. Okay? Thanks. Well, since you can't see what's so amazingly sexy about you, I guess I'll have to spell it out for you. I love your forehead. I love your eyes. And I especially love your mouth. You know why? Because that's where all the wonderful words of yours come from. And because you make me feel so fucking good with it when you kiss me, or lick me, or eat me out. I love your neck. Because when I kiss you there, you get shivers all over. I'm gonna take off your shirt now. Is that okay? Thank you. No, no, honey, no. Hands on the mattress. Don't try to hide anything. Oh, my love. Oh, my sweet, sweet piece of man meat. If you only knew what I'm feeling right now. I could just eat you up right now, but I can't. I want to do this slowly with detail. I love your shoulders. I love how white they are and how strong they make you look. I love how you used to pick me up on your shoulder, throw me on the bed, and then just make my life heaven. I love your arms. I love when you wrap them around me and when you hold me close, as if to say that I'm safe and that you'd never want to let me go. I love watching you work in the yard with your sleeves rolled up, glistening with sweat. Makes me think that there's no work so big you wouldn't do it for the two of us. And here. Oh, I especially love you here. I love your wide, fuzzy chest. But you already know that, don't you? Whenever I get home, dead tired, I just drop on top of you on the couch, put my head on your chest, and fall asleep. I wish you'd be bare-chested more often. I just love feeling your warmth on my cheek, your softness. It's like there's nothing else in the world but that gentle, loving touch. But of course I also... No, no, honey, don't pull away, please. Just let me do this. Let me speak. Don't force me to be silent. Let me love you like you love me. Don't take that away from me. I need that. I need you. Thanks. You have nothing to worry about, honey. I love this. I want this. Your big, soft belly. Tickling it, wrapping myself around it in bed, feeling the size, the weight, the strength. Those things make me happy. They make me horny. They make me wet. You don't believe it? I'll show you. Just wait. I'll show you what you do to me every single day. Now I'm gonna take off your pants. Are you okay? Good. Off they go. Honey, how could you ever see yourself as anything else but hot as fuck? I'm trying to contain myself, I really am. Should I run my mouth all over your legs? These big, strong, warm legs that make me feel like nothing can ever push you down. That's what you're like, right? My determined, stubborn, unstoppable big man. Oh, I had almost forgotten how it feels to sit on your lap. I got a kink that works with that so well. Oh, I'll tell you one day. But not today. Today is all about you. And speaking of which, off goes your underpants. You know what I see when I look at you now? Pleasure. Pure, blinding pleasure. You are sex, my darling. You always take such a good care of me. Always searching, always trying to find a way to just drive me mad with bliss. You never bark at me when I give you instructions. You just try harder. Your beautiful dick, pure pleasure, just for me, just the right size. Remember how I used to tease you in public so I could feel your hard, throbbing cock through your pants when no one was looking? But you didn't like that. Made you insecure. It's okay, darling, I don't mind. But that's what you did to me with your dick. Just throws me absolutely crazy. You never let me give you a blowjob either. Always wanted me to look at your face and nowhere else. But I want it. I want to take your magnificent dick in my mouth and swallow it until you come. And then I'll swallow again. All of it. Over and over again for my big, handsome man. But maybe some other time. Because, well, I promised you a surprise, didn't I? Just let me take off my panties so you can have a look. I'll scooch over to your face and I'll spread myself real good. You see that? I'm dripping. My pussy is dripping wet and you didn't even touch me. That's what you do to me. You think I could fake that? Honey. Gotta ask you something. I'm so horny right now. I just, please fuck me. I could say it's just for you, but that's not true. I really need it right now. I need your dick hard inside me. Please, sweetie, let me feel you again. Let me feel how my big, handsome man treats his women. Whoa! You've never flipped me around like that. Oh, you wanna pin me down into the mattress and just fuck my brains out? Oh, you do? them and I see you as pure sex, pure pleasure, all mine. Oh, fuck. Why are you going in so slow? You tease shit. Wait, let me take my shirt off. There, I'm naked too. You wanna feel my... Oh, fucking hell. Oh, you always knew just how to nibble my nipples. Oh, God, are you in yet? I feel so good and so full. Oh, my man. No one else is. Oh, honey, I don't think I can keep going much longer. You make me feel too good. Just pull me close to you. Squeeze my breast against you. Let me feel your body, your softness, your warmth. And then fuck me as hard as you can. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel so good. You like that? How my heart nipples press against your skin? And then you always have. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love feeling your softness against mine. Pin me down. Don't ever let me go. I'm all yours. You're fucked up. Who's not going anywhere? My pussy's all for you. God. Oh, do it. Fuck me already. Yeah. Oh, that's it. I like that, honey. Oh, just pure sex, and that's all there is. Oh, you got so much of that in you. Yes, 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 we're getting close. Oh, I love you so much. I love you so much, honey. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, yes, yes, yes. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh fuck you. Shit, I'm still. And I can feel you touching. Glad to be your mess. My big, soft, lovely man. Do you feel any better? Still a bit insecure? Well, don't you worry about that. It'll take time. And I'll be here, pushing you forward, reminding you of just how wonderful you are. Can we just lay here for a while? I want to feel you. All of you. I want to run my hands all over your body without a care in the world. And after that, maybe I'll fall asleep on top of you. Right where I belong. I love you. I'll always love you. You're all I need.